Unit 9, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 74. Listen to the radio interview, then read it.
Hello to all of our Solidarity FM listeners. I'm Pathy Ka. Today, our guest is a woman who has brought changes to her community, Mrs. Mary Nguda Fall. Mrs. Fall, please would you introduce yourself to the listeners of our local community radio?
Thank you, Patika. My name is Marie Nguda Fall. I'm from Gaya, a historical village in the Delta area of Dagana. In case you don't know, it's the religious village of El Hajj Malik Sai. I chose to come back to my native village after I retired from teaching at a boys' school in Velingara.
So you moved from teaching to farming?
Yes, I did. I would like to see more people coming from the cities to develop the rural areas through agricultural activities.
What made you take such a decision?
There are two main reasons. First of all, I couldn't see myself sitting under a tree in the yard all day with my legs stretched out. I wanted to stay active. Being active keeps you healthy.
You mentioned a second reason, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm from the Valley region in the north of Senegal. Women from this region have a long tradition of farming small plots and of breeding cattle and poultry.
But they cultivated rice, didn't they?
They did, but not in a modern, organized way. That's where the Women's Association came in and helped.
Tell us about this association, please.
I started the association when I retired and went back to Gaya. The aim was for the women to produce enough rice to feed their families.
You're the president of this association, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I was in a position to help with the management of the project, the literacy program, and some administrative matters.
Why did you choose to cultivate rice? The women could earn more money by producing millet or groundnuts, couldn't they?
Perhaps, but rice is an important crop, and the area is well suited to growing rice. There's a river and a dam, so irrigation is possible.
Has your project met its objectives? I mean, it has improved the lives of women in the area, hasn't it?
I think so. The village is self-sufficient in rice now. We sell the surplus production, and we have started buying more cattle because we have rice to feed them. And we no longer envy the women in big cities.
So you're better off than they are, aren't you?
I don't know, but now we are as good-looking as they are. We're sending our children, even our girls, to schools and universities. We travel abroad. And I've even paid for my husband to go on a pilgrimage.
So it's been a successful project, hasn't it?
Yes, but there's always more to do.
Could you give us an example?
There are more members and they have needs. We need fertilizers and the assistance of agronomists. We also need to deal with prices that drop sometimes. But the hardest battle is changing the mentality of the people in the area.
You mean changing the way people think, don't you?
Yes. Let me give you some examples. We need to reduce the number of early marriages. But above all, we need to persuade some members not to spend their income on gold and expensive boo-boos.
Good luck, Mrs. Fall, and thank you very much for coming on our show.